It is Monday, it's a new week and new trading opportunities. And last week became just like I thought, it fell slightly after being volatile, Nasdaq down 1.5%. And the volatility caused both Meta and Chevron to be cut by stop loss, but with huge profit. Meta gave 19.36%. Will I be lucky with this week's picks? Well, that remains to see. By the end of the podcast, you will have them. My name is Jim and you are listening to my Trading Tip podcast. Over the next some 30 minutes, I will guide you through what I think will happen in the market this week. And as I said, by the end of the podcast, you will have some trading tips. But this will be a shortened trading week as Nasdaq will be closed on Thursday. And on Friday, trading session will end at 1 p.m. Friday is also Black Friday. Does that mean stocks will be up for sales this week? Well, you just have to wait because I will try to give you the answer to these questions right now. Sometimes I do these intros over and over and over again, trying to find that catchy one very nice intro that will please you as you start listening to the podcast or looking at the video. But then I realize I'm not here to make catchy things. I'm even not here to make things perfect. I have one purpose, that is help you reduce your losses, increase your gains, and trying to give you some solid information that you can base your decisions on. And if lucky, I will be able to teach you a few tips and tricks. And of course, hoping that the trading tips which I give by the end of the podcast to turn into green. And I've been very lucky, or you can judge for yourself, lucky or skilled, because it has been a long, nice run with a lot of green picks. Now and then we will pick some red, but overall the game is to pick more green than red, and when you have the red, reduce your losses. Some of the things I do is I try to give you an insight to what to expect for the week ahead of you. And if you listen carefully last week, I gave you a few tips early on in the podcast. I told you about the earning calendar, stocks coming up with the earnings, stocks you should put, maybe keep an eye on. Doyle was one of them. And if you look how Doyle went, well, did exactly what I told you. Food industry is doing good when the recession is high because they will just put extra cost on you, the consumer. So Doyle had a very good ride, and many of the others as well. There is a reason why you should pay attention to earning calendar and the stocks that coming up with quarter seasons number. But we are at the end of the quarter season. There is a few of them today. I will mention them as well. But in general, these are stocks that may usually move either up and down when numbers are released. And if you're sitting in one of these stocks, for sure you need to know that any day there will be quarter season. You don't want to be catched by surprise. So that's the end game, trying to teach you, prepare you a little bit for the trading week, prepare you with some trading tips. And last week I told you I thought the markets would be volatile. I gave you some interval because I said it's very hard to say exactly where they will end, but I thought they would end down. The numbers are in. Nasdaq was down 1.56% at 11,323 points by the end of the week. Dow Jones didn't move much at all. I think it was down like 0.01% or something. Hardly nothing. What happened last week was more or less like expected. In some circumstances I like it. I told you the buy and sell signals was way too high. That is where things will start to correct. And now they corrected a little bit. Does that mean that this week will continue correction, or will it turn up? I told you about the 10,300 to 500 level on Nasdaq that we have to keep an eye on, and a few other things. So let's start quickly. What are the things that is happening this week? Well, luckily there are no big things. As I told you, the markets will be closed on Thursday and shortened on Friday, meaning that it really will be a short trading week. The most important thing this week will be what Fed will report on Wednesday, because there will be some transcripts from their discussions and they will give some insights. But if you paid attention to last week, you know that Fed already said that they may not have to be as hawkish on the 75 point interest rates, meaning that they might lower for next hike to 0.5 or even less. Market like that. They like that the week before. They kind of expecting these things to happen. But as I told you, the reason is because the inflation numbers came in lower. But I want you to keep attention to the inflation numbers, and especially oil and energy prices in general, because now winter is here. It's already cold here in Vilnius, and it's starting to get cold other places in Europe as well, and these things will put a toll on energy prices. So far, oil was actually down last week. There are some reasons for this, though. Oil went down $10 to $79 last week. My bet is that oil will go up, but currently is holding strong between $80 and $100. My bet is that, or was and still is, that inflation number would go down last month, just as expected. It has to do with energy prices being lower, energy being a very huge part of the costs. But now we will see a pressure on energy again, and that will bring inflation back up, and Feds will have to keep increasing their interest rates. And I noticed before going online today, I checked some of the news, and some of these big banks, they now have increased the top level of interest rates a little bit. They think interest rates might go higher than expected, just like I told you. Until we see several months of inflation under control, you can only expect the worst, and sometimes that's a good thing to do. Just expect the worst and be happy for what is positive. So only the Fed report on Thursday leaves only these major things that are happening around the world on the table, because any day we can be shocked by some geopolitical news that can turn the picture very hard. In addition to this, you have things like FTX that crashed a few weeks ago. These things may still happen. There is more exchanges that may go over. Nobody really knows the full extension of the FTX scam and fraud. Now, answers will come, and it may still be a shaky road. Nobody really knows. So these are the fundamental things that you have to keep an eye on. Keep an eye on escalation. We see more tension in North and South Korea. We know that Taiwan and China is coming up. But as I said, I think that will be 2023. And I think 2023 is going to be a really challenging year in many, many, many ways. I always told you there will be inflation, there will be interest rates hikes, there will be recession, and there will be stagflation. And more seems to agree to that, because you can read all over the news that most tend to see stagflation coming. Stagflation just means that unemployment rate will explode. So far, it's been quite steady. We know that the banks are still printing money like crazy. But at some point, this is going to explode. It's going to get up in the numbers. Still holding good, but I expect anytime, and for sure, 2023 will be a hard year for many people. But that doesn't mean that the markets has to go down. I get these questions from time to time. Does that mean that we will just have very, very bad markets also next year? You have to understand that the stock market is a place for greed and fear. The greed is as strong as the fear. Once the markets believe that all the negative things have been accumulated, that we have seen all the negative things that we might think will happen, markets may turn, and they may turn very fast. Markets are usually anything from several months to 2 years ahead of the general economy. So, as I said over and over again in the last few podcasts, we might be at the bottom. I don't know. Personally, I think that Nasdaq will go to 8,000. I said that a long time ago. But we are hovering well above 10,500 support on Nasdaq, indicating and Dow Jones is holding very good. That maybe, just maybe, a bottom is here. I don't know. That is why we will take 1 week ahead. We are still in falling trends, but several signs are showing possible bottom. Now, so we have this scenario. Most likely, we are heading for a short-term upturn. At the same time, we are in very negative trend in long term. What are the things that can make these things flip to very negative? First off, if we get into several days, several red days, pessimism will again take over, is just how it works, and that will bring us down. And if we get down low enough, meaning that we break, for instance, Nasdaq 10,500 level, you can have some sort of panic causing markets to go all the way to my suggestion of 8,000. This kind of sell-off is usually what you see in the end of a bear market. Still, we haven't had this real sell-off, and that makes me believe that maybe we are not over. The other thing is, of course, we have the possibility for an upturn. Things might look good, and then suddenly some huge fundamental news crashes anything and everything. So that is why I keep repeating, keep an eye on things. I don't ask you to read absolutely article from top to bottom. At least read the headlines, the ingress. Get the main idea of how the world is moving, how things are moving. Skim it, because your brain is an amazing thing. It starts to recognize pattern, it remembers things it has seen and heard, and start to piece things together. That's just how you are by nature. And it's one of these things that can differ you from other traders. Gather information. Your subconscious will help you a lot. Start puzzling things together. You remember what I said, what you read here, what you saw there, and these things may help you make better decisions. I cannot repeat often enough how good your brain really is. And speaking about that, bringing me to tip number two, look at charts. Your brain is amazing, and you are amazing as well. You may have your stock market losses, you may feel depressed, you may even feel like shit, not being able to gain anything, putting all your capital at risk, even playing that bad game of using money you do not have, gearing, whatever it is, and you are in a bad streak. I'm here to tell you that you are an amazing human. You're just doing the very common mistakes that everyone do, and you have to get away from that thing. You have to change your pattern a little bit. You have abilities far stronger than you know. You just have to pick up on something. And sometimes easy is good. And one of the things, just look at charts. Keep looking at charts, because you will recognize patterns. It will make your decisions much better. At StockInvest.us and over years, I've tried to create charts that are very intuitive, easy to read. There are a few things that I prefer much more than other things, like volume should be smoothed. Why should volume be smoothed? Because one single trade or one single trading day, depending what trading frame you use, may fool you. So when we average all things, we better see trends, and trends usually stick. Let the trend be your friend. Super good advice. Just have a look at the chart. If you're thinking, should I buy Meta now? Look at the chart. What does your intuition tell you? Because in most cases, you will be somewhat correct. It will help you tremendously in your trading. But we sidetracked a little bit there. Let's get back to the things for the week ahead of us. Oil, as I told you, is down $10 to 79. Oil being down is actually good for a stock market, believe it or not. Not so good for oil stocks. As you know, I love oil stocks, very heavily positioned in oil stocks. And Chevron, did exactly what I told you. They paid very nice dividend last Thursday, 140 some dollar they paid, and oil stocks keep paying high dividends. Gold fell by $25 after being up for a few weeks, fell by $25 last week to $1,743, and I think gold will just continue upwards. And I think it will happen as we move forward. 10-year treasury yield, the one number that you really like to pay attention to, is 381, not changing anything last week. This is the number that when it goes up, you can expect markets to go down. We'll not go into two huge explanations. I told you that when 10-year treasury yield was one. I don't know how long that was ago, 2 years. This number will go up, markets will go down. So far, it's been spot on. I forgot the quarter results. There are some stocks that you can pay attention to during this week, and most of them will be today and tomorrow. It will be Dell Technologies today, and Zoom Video also. In addition to this will be Li Auto. As I told you, I like these XPeng, Li, Tesla, NIO. I like all these EV car companies because it is the future. It's just about finding the one that has strong enough cash balance to go through and has that right kind of growth. So here you should use some fundamental data trying to find the one you like. They are on super sale. There is no reason why electric vehicle and production of electric vehicles will not just keep increasing. It will increase as we move toward a more green world. Green technology is here to stay. We may like it, we may not like it, we may argue both ways, but it's here to stay. We have to change. We have to go to a different kind of emission, less emission, and green technology, electric vehicles are here to stay. Question is, will it be some of these smaller companies that we know already how big Tesla is, but will it be these kind of companies that will take the market, or will these big companies like Toyota, Volkswagen, Ford, their technology and their logistics just take the markets, and these companies remain relatively small? I like them. I think there is a huge upside. I think they are on huge discount right now, suffering from the market in general. Tuesday, Best Buy and Baidu. Interesting companies that may move very much during during or after the presentations. It can even start before. On Tuesday, you also have Canadian Solar, and I think that is interesting just if you are in that segment of green technology. So you hear me spending a little bit time talking about green technology. I think green technology is a huge reason to why we have the situation we have in today's world with the inflation, etc., as I told you. And in for some parts, I am very negative about green technology, but it is here to stay. It's just how it is being phased in to the current production. It has to do with how you implement all these changes without making huge disruptions that make you starting to become long argumentation. But as I told you, when they start with all these things, you will have less energy available because you increase the use of energy. You will get into energy lack situation, and this lack situation will cause you to fire up more coal plants, which already happen as we see. So there are some downsides not doing this implementation in the steps which it should be. But that doesn't mean that if we go 2 years ahead, 5 years ahead, these companies will be the winner. So Canadian Solar, it doesn't say that you should invest in it, but it's very interesting to see how their profits move forward, profit margins, their scalability, how fast are they able to scale up. Get some ground onto these numbers because some of these will be pure gold. You may not, or you may regret not investing in Apple 20 years ago, or Microsoft 10 years ago, whatever. I tell you, some of these companies will be just the same. You just have to find which one. I will do my best to try help you. Tuesday also, Dollar Tree will be up and have their quarter results. Now, we will head to the chart. I will make a decision. Will the week will be up or down? So far, I told you that there is no big things happening. Is this Fed report on Thursday, which I don't think is very special. We see that oil is relatively low, which we like. Gold is also falling a little bit. 10-year treasury yield is stable. All of these things are good signs. What about the technical picture? What do technical analysis say? And we like to watch the signals. Last week I told you, all over we had 37% buy signals. This is way too high. That is where correction for sure will come. And last week was some sort of slight correction. Right now there is 29% buy signals across the world. But if we go to Nasdaq, it's still high. 42% buy signals on Nasdaq. And that is not sustainable. It means that we will have a fall in Nasdaq, I can guarantee you that. And it may be this week that things will just continue downwards, because 42% buy signals is not sustainable. But as I told you also before, when numbers are this high, you suddenly can get into a really buy situation where markets spark off. Could be a week, could be 2 weeks. I've seen that happen before. But it's just the end before a big correction. How do you play it? Well, there is many ways to play it. I for sure would recommend you not to go too hard on risky stocks because the upside. Last week, I told you that I would not buy any new shares because I had three open positions, but I gave you some trading tips which I thought would do very good. One of them was Xela, and if you bought Xela on Monday morning, you would do 60% over just a few hours because Xela went totally crazy. And some of you maybe did, but you didn't sell. And the following days, Xela just fell. Xela had earnings report as well. And that is some of the reason why I argue not to go too risky, because it's exactly what happened. Very fast up, very fast down, and you may even end your trade in loss. That kind of game is for hardcore. If you're hardcore, I have plenty of stocks that I can recommend you that might do very good, but with that huge risk involved. Going to New York Stock Exchange, 30% buy signals, London 33% buy signals, Tokyo 35%, and Chess in China 27%. They all remain high, all indicating a fair chance for a downturn. But we will have a quick look at the chart. And if you're listening to this podcast on audio version, it's also available on YouTube, where you can see the charts and a few more numbers. What do we see? We see Nasdaq is in the top of the trend. And as I told you, the natural thing then is to correct down, but with very nice support below. It shouldn't go very fast, and exactly what happened. It fell down to 11,200, found a lot of support, and went more or less sideways. Here are the things. Nasdaq is in a falling trend, but it's in the upper part of the trend. To some degree, we like that. We wanted to correct a little bit, find some momentum, and then go up. And volume fell a bit last week, which is a good sign. There is a buy signals from the long-term moving average. There is a sell signals from the short-term moving average, but a huge buy signals from the relation between these two signals. Relative strength index being 53, neither high, neither low, indicate most likely a sideways movement. So for a week as such, I believe there is still a very fair chance that Nasdaq should go down a little bit. At the same time, it can go up. I don't know, we will just have to wait and see. If it goes up, it finds resistance just above today's level around 11,300, then for every 100 upwards. Has to be very good news to push it very hard, but you should see very step move, like Nasdaq going up maybe 2% in a day, then fall down and ending the day on 0.5%. Next day it do more or less the same, go up too much, then fall down. Should be these kind of step moves, and you can trade in between these steps. If falling down, which I think is more likely than going up, it should be slow movements. Just that slow, sour kind of things where the markets are at 0.53. The next time you look, it's minus 0.64. Then back to minus 0.40%, meaning that there is no real move. I do not expect, last week I expected high volatility. This week I do not expect that kind of high volatility. I think it will be just a slow week. My gut says me that we will move somewhere between 10,800, 11,800, very wide range. We can actually even say 11,000 and 11,400 if you want to narrow it down. But meaning that we are to some sort of terrain where we'll move a little up, a little down, ending the week not so far from where we are today. My guess is that we might end the week somewhere around 11,000. We will just have to see. The two things I really like is that the volume fell a little bit, the market volume fell a little bit last week. It's a good thing. And all that support below gives somewhat okay risk reward. And at some point, we just may push upwards. There are many signs, as I told you, that indicate that the possible bottom, at least for short term, is here. We are keeping well above 10,300, moving sideways, somewhat kind of rectangle formation, showing indication that we might break up. So good times may be here. It might be a very nice end of the year. I don't know. It might go the other way. We'll keep an eye on this. That is not so clear. We will know because it has to break the trend upwards to finally show that very bearish market is over. Guess for the week, very long market section this time. We will head for the trading tips. But guess for the week is slightly down, not so volatile like last week. It should be, in my opinion, a slow week. What kind of stocks will move during the week? Well, I will try to give a little insight in that in the next section, which is coming up, the trading tips. Finally, at the trading section, a much shorter section, but the section that everyone loves the most. I don't find it the most interesting section at all, because here are just the conclusions for all the things that I say. And yes, I do green after green. But that doesn't mean that you will do green after green, because you may have a different trading strategy, you may have a different certain amount of liquidity available, and you may not play the game exactly like I play it. First off, I use a broker with very low fee. That is super important. I do not use gearing, simply because it's not a market where you should gear. So I don't get in any situation where my positions will be cut by some margin call. I'm not playing that game at all. I am playing the game where I build one stone after the other. This is the trading portfolio which I give every Monday, where I try to buy the stocks myself on the Monday. The recommendations I say, these are the stocks that I will buy, I buy them myself. I try to get in as love as I can. I'm not able, because I give you the tips long before markets open, I'm not able to tell you exactly what is the limit I will buy the stock at. Where will I buy Meta today if I'm buying Meta? Because I will have to watch the stock, how it opens, how it's performed, and years of trading enables me to understand somewhat where that good buy position is. And for some of these stocks, that means a huge deal, because there can be many percentages saved by trying to find that. And if you've been listening to the podcast over and over again, and you heard me say the prices I get into, you will see that very often I'm not at the very lowest. Finding the absolute lowest is almost like magic. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in trying to find a good low. Two tips just for you to enable you to do things better. If you see a clear trend, first off, very, very seldom, unless there is news, do not buy stock on opening as such, because nobody knows exactly where the stock will go. It has to be a very good reason to buy on the very first minute or even before our trading. These things usually increase your commission rates. They put you at larger risk. Yes, we can make a trading podcast where we trade really hardcore trading if you like that. But for this podcast, it's not what I recommend. Wait until you see a clear trend. I've told you over and over again, usually between 30 and 45 minutes after trading starts, you will find the first bottom. It's very, very typical. Sometimes it's a good overall. I've studied many stocks. I've done this analysis on these things. And it holds proof in general. Half an hour to 45 minutes after opening is usually a good buying opportunity if you think you want to buy a stock. So that's a general term. It works in most of the cases, not all cases, but in most of the cases. Then you can look at support and resistance and use, I prefer, personally, I love mostly accumulated volume because that will give an idea. Go to Stock Invest, use our chart, look at the gray bars on the right hand side. The longer, the bigger, the more they are clumped together, the better it is, because that is significant levels, either if it's resistance or if it's support below. Very often when stocks fall, they find huge amount of accumulated volume at a certain amount below. They turn up. So that is also a good place to put your trade. You can use Fibonacci, you can use many things, but accumulated volume is the easiest one to learn. The other thing is round numbers. I don't remember exactly where XPEV is today, but it's some 7 something. So you have this number like 780, 770, 70, 60, 75, 50. These are some levels that you usually get. I use this along with trend. I see how the stock moves in the first few minutes. Is it a clear trend going down? Then I start to aim for these support levels, trying to see, well, the trend is very sharply down, but very little resistance. For instance, before 70.50, stock is at 70.63, let's say. So I think that the opportunity will present itself around 70.50. So I watch the stock, I watch it, does it keep declining down? Because I don't have no real reason to buy yet. Sometimes the stock turn up, and if I then see two bottoms higher, like very, very intraday too higher, then I go into the stocks because I believe that it will not continue downwards. It is now turning up and I want into the stock. So spend some time on that. It's the first thing, trying to find that optimal bottom. The other thing is the amount of liquidity that you put into it, because I have somewhat okay liquidity, meaning that I am super happy with 2%. I love it when I can gain 2% in a week, because 2% 1 week, 2% the other week, it will accumulate. But if you have less liquidity available, which is the case for many, then you have to look at the commission. How much do you pay in commission? You have to try to lower that at any cost. How much do you pay in commission? How much, if the stock only gains 2%, how much will you be actually able to gain? For some who use shitty brokers, who use, I would almost call them scam brokers, other things, you may even end up paying 1% commission just to buy, 1% to sell. So try, even though you just have a few dollars in your account, try to open a good solid trading account. There are several brokers which are good. US Ameritrade, E-Trade, solid big brokers. You have many around Europe, but try to look for these solid ones. Don't use these FTX kind of traders, Forex traders that offers gearing 500 plus, etc., because they eventually lure you into using gearing and you just lose more money. You can play with gearing when markets is a really bull market, because the chances of losses is a little less, gives you a better hand. Anyway, a lot of things here just before starting. So what happened last week? Well, the following happened. I told you, I thought the market would not do good. I was unsure about the risk. I didn't want to overexposure. I already had three open trades, so Medica, Meta, and Chevron. And as I said, I thought that they could be closed during the week, but we already have huge profits. So Medica was open in week 34. It's been a loss ever since we bought it. It's one of these stocks that I do not hold trailing stop loss because I expect the stock to move. Last week, they posted quarter results. It was somewhat okay, not as bad, but it tanked. Finally, it was up at 26, then it got quarter results, and now it's back to that same thing. Currently, huge loss in America, but it stays open. But now it's a waiting game. It may even be more. 2 months into the trade, it turns out to be one of the more shitty trades so far. But as I said, I've traded this stock many times before. It's just about being patient enough. Chevron, however, went very well up, went up to $189. I had a 5% stop loss. As I tell you, I cannot sit all day trade. I am helping building a company on the side, developing new things, new products, which you, by the way, will have huge, great benefit of. Because very soon you will find live signals at stockinvest.us helping you even more. This podcast will supply you, the live signals will help you even more find that good trading position. It's coming up, it's very, very close as we speak. So I put a 5% stop loss, thinking that that tolerance will be good enough. Chevron walking all the way up to $189, paying $1.49 or $46 profit on Thursday, then crashing down, going just below the 5% stop loss, was cut at $180.96. But still giving 5.15% profit since it was bought in week 43. And you may say, but you talk so well about oil stocks, you talk about the dividends, why don't you sit in it? Well, I have an oil portfolio. This is the trading portfolio for the trading tips. Anyway, Chevron could have fallen much more. It ended the week at $182, $183, could have fallen much more. These things you don't know. Some cases stop loss saves you a lot. Some cases, okay, by the end of next week, Chevron might be much, much higher. So I could have closed. But it's strategy and it is sticking to your rules. Same thing goes for Meta. I bought Meta $94.5 2 weeks ago, week 45. Told you, I think this will be the super trade. Actually, we tried in week 44, then we lost $2, and I said that I still think Meta will do good. So we did a rebuy in Meta in week 45, $94.5, went up to $118, almost $190, hitting that one thing I told you, resistance around $120, $130 would be a good sell point. I had a relative huge stop loss also for Meta. Meta fell under 112.80, was cut by stop loss, giving 19.36% profit. So happy about that. And you may ask, is this the end of Meta? No, it's just a natural correction. If you look at the chart, you see that it's a fair chance Meta can go all the way down to $100 if the market is sour enough, if it's red enough. That will just be a huge buying opportunity because still there is a quite good upside in Meta. I will not be surprised if Meta goes to $150, back to $150 before continuing downwards. So I think there is still an upside. Now, how will we play the game this week? We only have some Medica left in the portfolio. Meta was sold 19.36% profit. Chevron made 5.15% profit. We have plenty to invest. But Like I told you last week, I will not overexposure. I will not do it this week. I spent 16 or 18 minutes trying to tell you what I think about the market, giving you a lot of reasoning. I will stick to that. I will only go for 3 stocks this week. Since there is a certain amount of possible upside, I will do one risky trade. The other I will do somewhat safe. I will not overexposure because, well, I may lose something if markets now really hit the zone and going just up. So yes, I might hit out on something, but once the trend is broken up, that negative trend is broken up, I will invest more. But right now, I will hold back, I will restrain myself. 3 stocks this week, one is already in portfolio, Sumerica. I will try Microsoft. Looking at the chart, I like what I see. I think there is might be a small upside in Microsoft, and I think if markets go down, it will hold somewhat good. It will do somewhat good, meaning that it will not fall as hard. If markets go very much up, Microsoft should go very much up as well. So it's a risk reward. I think that one should be somewhat safe, not overexposuring, not having to stress too much about the week ahead of us. So since I am in one safe stock, I will gamble a little bit. And you heard me say that thing about EV, and we will try a gamble in XPEV again. Now, XPEV come at huge risk, but it's down at its very low levels again, and it's one of these that can do just 30-40% in a week if the markets are correct. It will be a hard trade. It's all about getting that right buy price today. Hopefully markets will open somewhat negative, pushing these things down to a level which I like. Then I will get in, and we will see if we can squeeze out a few dollars in the XPEV. It's a trade that you will have to keep more eye on. In addition to this, I gave you some quarter results in the opening of the podcast. Some of these will move very well, so you can look into that. Ending the podcast, so you are somewhat disappointed, you wanted more trading tips, you are very eager, you are burning, you just want to trade. What are the stocks that you can trade? I told you Nasdaq is very high on buy signals, indicating that most likely will go down. I will repeat what I said last week, and that was very successful. Try to look for stocks low on relative strength index with some support below should reduce the risk a lot with that huge potential upside. And the upside is very much determined by the resistance levels above and the resistance levels. The best way to see it, use that amazing brain of yours, use these amazing charts that we have. Look at the charts. I really recommend ours because they are made easy to read. If there is too much resistance above, why should the stock move crazy? You tell me, because I don't know. And I've been trading long enough to know that anything that should break through too much volume either need extremely good markets or one very, very special news. News conquer everything. It trumps everything. The right news can push the stock wherever you want. But in general, if there is too much resistance above, things will go slow. Doesn't mean that it cannot go 20%. It just will go slow. It will go stepwise upwards. Now, talking to you for so long, finally being able to say we are at the end and go to eat some lunch because I'm really hungry. I hope you will have a green week. I hope you will have a good week. I hope you will enjoy. I hope you will take up on some of my tips. Start to read more news, even if it's just headlines and ingresses. Get a little overview and look at charts. Things will become much clearer. One day you might even thank me, saying that that was a very smart tip to give. How come I didn't know about accumulated volume? How know that I didn't come to know more about the relative strength index? How to reduce my losses by using these things and stop loss? If not, if you just jump on the train, well, I hope you're lucky. I really hope that you will be successful, even just going blindly into the market. rolling the dice. Till next week, have a super duper week. We are heading towards Christmas. There is still money to be made. Hopefully we'll make some this week, and next week when we will speak, we will show green numbers. Anyway, next week will be next week. Until then, have a super week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us podcast. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information provided, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.